Welcome to Heart to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin, and today we have Dr. Ray Smith, and we're discussing CO2 angiography. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
What is a CO2 angiography?
Well, this is a relatively new way to image blood vessels, in particular arterial vessels of the lower extremity. Instead of using traditional iodine, we use a gas called CO2. And it's a really rapidly absorbed gas that with the right software equipment on our imaging systems, our angiography systems, we're able to use this gas to displace the blood vessels so that we can see them and outline them rather than using iodine.
So, Dr. Smith, what are the benefits?
So, the main benefit for CO2 angiography as opposed to iodine is that there's no risk on the kidneys or the renal systems of humans. Iodine traditionally has always been fairly safe itself, but there are people that have allergies to it, and there are people that have chronic kidney disease that we can't use iodine in, then it makes it much difficult to do these procedures. With the use of this, of our new CO2 system, we don't have those limitations anymore.
Now, how is this different from traditional imaging?
Well, traditional imaging utilizes catheters the same as CO2 imaging does, but we have to use an iodine-based agent. With this particular system, we literally draw up CO2 gas and inject it directly into the blood vessels. It runs with the flow of the blood, it displaces the blood, and then it's rapidly absorbed through the skin. It's an interesting concept, pumping what looks like air into people, but it's a CO2 gas, and it's so rapidly absorbed that really people don't even know that they've had it.
And who would be a good candidate for this type of imaging?
Well, the two best candidates are people with chronic kidney disease that don't want iodine or don't need iodine therapy as a risk agent for renal insufficiency. And the other one is people who have an allergy to iodine.
So if I'm going in for the procedure, what can I expect?
Well, you would probably not notice anything differently. Everything is set up exactly the same in terms of the catheters. Oftentimes, we will tell people that they may have a little extra stinging sensation in the lower part of their leg when we're looking at legs, for example, because the CO2 gas is a gas and it displaces the red blood cells, and so there's a little less oxygen there.
I understand, Dr. Smith, you recently performed ACS's first CO2, correct?
Yes, we've been waiting on a software package for the last 6 months from Philips, who has our that's the cameras that we use in the lab. And this software package allows us to use CO2 as the imaging agent rather than iodine. And it was a relatively simple thing to do, to transition to.
How new is this procedure?
CO2 imaging has been around a while, but the newer systems and the newer software has made it more readily available for the use, especially in lower extremity arterial work. They've been using it a lot of time for venous work, but now it's kind of become, because of these newer software packages and because of the great imaging of these Philips cameras, for example, it's made it more commonplace.
Is Advanced Cardiovascular Specialist the first to use this in this area?
No, we actually had some in some of the hospital systems, but I think what we're trying to transition to at Advanced is utilizing it primarily for imaging of the lower extremities. And we want to make this technology available out there so that people can safely come in the outpatient setting and have it done and then leave without the risk and concern of that we've done something that might harm their kidneys.
Great information. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith. For more information, visit acsdoctors.com.